Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rocksmith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com and Coin the Rockstar Video Marketer. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. The Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday, unless something comes up to where we have some business to take care of, such as going out of town on business, launching a product, or getting ready for a future product launch. Listen, if you love the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast show and want a weekly reminder when new episodes go live, and you want to stay on top of what's trending in the marketing space with our latest news and marketing product reviews, then you might consider joining the USA Digi newsletter. It's free. Just head to usadigi.com/newsletter and sign up today. It's spelled usadigi.com/newsletter. Today on Monday Marketing Madness, episode 15, we're going to be talking about USP secrets. So I'm going to be reading some stuff from my new ebook called, you guessed it, USP Secrets. And just in case you didn't know, USP simply stands for Unique Selling Proposition, which in my humble opinion, and I think every business owner would agree, that every business needs one. After all, it's the main reason that customers keep coming back to your business in the first place. So in this podcast, we'll go over one example of a winning USP so you could see what a USP is and how you can create one for yourself. You may be thinking, what do I have to offer my customers that my competitors aren't already giving them? After all, how many clothing stores, groceries, hardware stores, and gas stations are out there? And yet, each one of them has its own unique selling proposition that attracts a certain type of customer. For example, HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery company, offers the following USP, America's most popular meal kit. That's their selling point. They're the most popular choice, which provides social proof and validation. So just this alone will entice new customers to purchase from them so that they too feel like they are part of the club, right? Make sense? If you check out their landing page, they include multiple benefits all within their USP, such as offering largest recipe variety on the market of meal kit delivery services. They have the most 5-star reviews of all meal kit companies. They test each recipe 45 times to make sure each one is simple to make and delicious. And finally, they require no commitment, allowing people to cancel at any time. If you're in the market for a meal kit delivery service, you'll likely be attracted to a USP like that, America's most popular. Their USP has done the work at showcasing that they're the chosen company, the one that most Americans have decided to use, which goes the distance in assuring potential customers that they should also subscribe to their service. Take a look at what these USPs actually do. They go beyond just a catchy phrase or a slogan. So each part of their USP tells you one important point about the company's product and service. Each one highlights something their competitors aren't doing. And most importantly, every component of their USP answers the question, why should I choose your business over another? And that's the question you should be asking yourself about your own business when it comes time to create a USP. You may not think that your business has a unique selling proposition, that it isn't different from another, but it actually is. Why? Because no one else is like you. Your story, the reason behind creating your brand, your goals, and why or how you plan to help your market, they're all part of the foundation behind a successful USP. Weave your own unique story into your notes when coming up with ideas for your USP. Make sure others will relate to it. Your USP will always and should focus on how your product or service benefit your customer, not how it benefits you. But your own story is often an easy starting point when evaluating your business and how it's different. So start by jotting down notes about your business. Cover all angles, including why you decided to start your business and how you will help others. You must believe in yourself and your business if you want to create a convincing USP. Without confidence and enthusiasm, you're not going to be able to stand out. You need to be as excited about your products and customers as you want your customers to be. Now that you have a better idea of what a USP is and how it works, inside my ebook, USP Secrets, I go over many more things, such as how to create a compelling USP, some of the things you need to avoid, how to target your audience, how to find your competitive advantage, how to test your USP, and more. So, are you ready to create your own winning USP? So if you're interested in learning more about USPs and how to create them, you can pick up a copy of my ebook, USP Secrets, which is usually sold for $14.97. But right now, you can grab it today at a special discount price of $9.97. But you may want to hurry and get this today, as I'm not sure how long I'm going to leave this up at this discounted price. So to get USP Secrets right now at this $5 discount, go to www.mondaymarketingmadness.com/USP. That's mondaymarketingmadness.com/USP. Hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. If you're listening to this podcast on another platform besides anchor.fm, just head over to anchor.fm/RONIE-ROKK-Smith. That's anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. You will find a support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. So whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday you'll learn some new, exciting, actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rocksmith with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com and Coin, the Rockstar Video Marketer, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.